This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. A delegation of Catholic bishops from Europe, North America and South Africa are beginning their annual five-day pilgrimage to the Holy Land this weekend, which is aimed at showing solidarity with Christians living there. Known as the Holy Land Coordination, the bishops will be visiting Jerusalem, Gaza and Bethlehem to meet members of the local Christian communities and those involved in the Church's pastoral work in the area. Among those taking part in this year's pilgrimage is William Kenny, Auxiliary Bishop of Birmingham in the UK, who led the pilgrimage for many years. He spoke to me about his hopes and fears concerning this year's visit.
My hopes, of course, is that we can encourage the Christian people who we meet in Gaza and in other places. The fears, I suppose, are always there. The situation in the Holy Land has got worse in the time that I've known it. We're getting on close to 20 years that I've been regularly going to the Holy Land, and I suspect that the situation is getting worse. There's less hope than there was. But what I would like to hope is that we do give encouragement to the Christian women and men we meet there.
And, of course, we've got a papal visit. Pope Francis is going there in late May. Presumably,
right.
This will be a shot in the arm for them. It'll have raised expectations, you know, that there could be some movement on some of these long-standing, intractable issues.
It will, I'm sure. Whatever diplomacy the Vatican can bring to bear, I'm sure it will. What exactly will happen, I don't know.
The spotlight on this particular trip is being very much shone on the Christian community of Gaza, where the bishops are going. But why was that?
Because I think it's one of the places which is most, how would I say, one of the places most in danger. It's one of the places where people are suffering most. The Christian community then within that community is very small. And that, of course, is another problem. I think reasonably well treated by its neighbours, but the Christian community is very, very small there and, of course, belongs to the people who are suffering. The Christian community also maintains some of the schools where, obviously, there are a lot of Muslim pupils as well, and this all needs encouraging. Anything which brings people together wants to be encouraged.
You talked earlier about the fact that the situation in the Holy Land has got worse, there's less hope. Why is that? Can you expand on that a bit?
Well, when I first went out there, of course, the wall didn't exist. There were still hopes that some sort of peace agreement would be reached. The Holy See had begun in the 90s to try to get his agreement, which still hasn't been fully agreed. There are a whole number of things which gave more hope then than they do today. And also, of course, many Christians, as you're aware, have left the Holy Land during that period. So there are many things, I'm afraid, which would lead one not to be terribly hopeful. My own position would be that the situation should be such that people are brought together to meet each other, not separated from each other, which is what is tending to happen.